Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Dave Dickey's here with our economic and our pre-opening commodity market report. And Dave, listening right there, it occurs to me that as you plant the seeds at 244-9455, you will reap the rewards as we go on through the next year of information that's critical to being successful at your agribusiness.
That is very true, Jay. And I was thinking about our goal of 400 phone calls today. That is a very interesting number, Jay. I don't believe in the 20 years plus I've worked here we've ever had such an ambitious total.
Well, we're going to do it, and we have 116 in so far, Dave. And when the need arises, WILO listeners and supporters have stepped up to the plate, and we're counting on them to do the same today.
Let's go ahead and look at the news of the day. The economic stimulus package is poised to move forward in the Senate. Three Republicans are expected to join Democrats in supporting the $827 billion package, giving it the 60 votes needed. But key House members are unhappy with the Senate bill. Representative Mike Pence of Indiana complains that the legislation has too much spending and not enough in tax cuts. A top House Democrat, Representative Marnie Frank of Massachusetts, says the Senate bill cuts spending necessary to protect the jobs of policemen and firefighters. OPEC is willing to cut oil output further at a meeting in March. That today, according to the group's Secretary General, OPEC's compliance with existing oil supply curbs of 4.2 million barrels per day was about 80% of targets based on preliminary data. Iraq has snubbed U.S. wheat once again. Iraq's grain board purchased 350,000 tons of Canadian, Australian, German, and Russian hard wheat in a tender that closed on Sunday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading at 82.46. It's down 33 points. The NASDAQ is at 1585. It's down 6. And the S&P 500 at 867. And it is down just over one half of 1 point.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Well, it is our one-day Monday, Jay Pierce. The number to call, 244-9455, with their pledge of financial support. And what happens when they make that call today?
Well, they'll be the 117th person who's made that pledge of support, trying to get us to 400 before we're done with the day today. It's 7 o'clock when the president speaks about the economy, so we want to have that in the bank. And Rita Schulte's with us too, Dave, and Rita's our membership director. You know, it's one of those unique things here at WILO. We provide the service, but it's an honor system by which we solicit the contributions of support from listeners to or users of the service to help make it happen.
That's right. There's nobody coming to your house to strong-arm you for that $40 pledge or $52 pledge to help support the service here at WILL. We have little fun drives, and we actually ask you to please call. We even say please. 244-9455 and make a contribution, a voluntary contribution, at an amount that you set. And somehow it works. So we're asking you to do it today on one day, Monday. Help us get to about as close to 200 calls as we can by 9:30.
By 9:30, yeah.
With a call to 217-244-9455. Support the Ag Service. If you use the Ag Service to help you make some planning and some buying and selling decisions, help us with a tip to the kitty today.
That's right, 116 calls in so far. Dave, you know, a lot of people say, well, what happens to my money when it goes in to your kitty there? And we can answer that. In the case of agriculture, we have expanded our afternoon agriculture programming to how many radio stations are we on now?
Six, I believe.
Six, covering a bigger area of Illinois, providing more service. The online service has just gone absolutely crazy, and we started that a number of years ago. You did. And it's just grown and grown and grown like wildfire.
Yeah, over 1.5 million hits a year and growing there. And then most recently, Jay, our phone service, which we just added in the last month or two, and that's taken off.
And the service just keeps expanding. We had an estate planning seminar recently up north, and we have the all-day outlook coming up in March. It's just it's in response to your demand and your support. It is your support at 244-9455 that allows us to keep providing you the services you tell us you value from us.
244-9455 is the number to call. Joining us now in the studio to talk about the agricultural weather is our very own AM580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And first off, looking at the weather in South America, net drying occurred in most of Argentina's grain and oil seed production areas over the weekend. Despite the scattered showers that did show up, rainfall from the far north of Santiago del Estero into Chacas ranged anywhere from 3/4 of an inch through midnight, while a few hundredths of an inch to 1/4 of an inch occurred elsewhere. One southeastern coastal area of Buenos Aires did report a full inch of rain. And overall, Argentina's crop region will experience mostly net drying over the next week or so. Showers midweek this week will temporarily interrupt the trend without much change in crop moisture. Showers next week may occur a little more frequently, but resulting rainfall is still expected to offer only short-term improvement to crop conditions across Argentina. Crop stress will resume in central and western Buenos Aires and La Pampa later this week, while other areas are expected to dry down over time, but without much stress due to last week's significant rainfall across the area. In Brazil, no major changes made over the weather theme for Brazil over the next couple weeks. Rain limited in Bahia, northeastern Minas Gerais, and Rio Grande do Sul, although some rain will fall in each of those areas. The best chance for rain in Rio Grande do Sul will be Tuesday into Wednesday. Precipitation should be widespread. Rain should fall again in Rio Grande do Sul as random showers towards the 17th through the 19th of the month, with a little more organized system expected again around the 20th. Rainfall in Rio Grande do Sul, Bahia, and northeastern Minas Gerais will be limited over the next week to 10 days. The rain that does fall in Rio Grande do Sul may be timely enough to prevent serious moisture stress from evolving, but the state's weather should probably be closely monitored for a while until a decent amount of rain does fall. Fine summer crop conditions will prevail over much of the region from Mato Grosso and Goiás into Paraná, São Paulo in southern Minas Gerais. And as far as the U.S., weather obviously turning warmer, and that could lead to some flooding problems. Storm system right now is bringing some severe weather to eastern Kansas and western Missouri. They did have some storms that produced wind gusts over 60 miles per hour across Texas. And again, that rain could be helpful to the central and southern portion of the plains, where things have been very dry. In fact, 64% of Texas winter wheat and 36% of Oklahoma's crop was rated by the USDA in very poor to poor condition on February 1st. And in fact, they could use some of the moisture that's streaming into the area, as long as it doesn't come with severe weather. And in fact, temperatures will be warming up to the point where it may pull some of the wheat out of dormancy, and that would be a little too early, as there will be another return of cooler weather to much of the region as we close out the work week and head into the weekend, and that again could cause some problems if the crop does start to come out of dormancy. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 590, up 3.5, last trade up 9.5. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 560 and a quarter, up 3 and a quarter. Last trade up 9 and 3 quarters. July, 982 and a quarter, unchanged. Last trade up 9 and 3 quarters. December, 928, up 3 quarters. Last trade up 10 and 3 quarters. March corn opened at 375, down 2 and a quarter, last trade down 1/4. May, 385 and a half, down 2, last trade unchanged. July, 396 and a half, down 1 and a quarter, last trade unchanged. December, 419 and 3 quarters, down 2, last trade down 1/4. March beans opened at 997, down 4, last trade up 8 and 3 quarters. July, 1014 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter, last trade up 8 and a quarter. November, 943 and a half, down 2 and a half, last trade up 4. March soybean meal opened at 316.30, down a dollar, last trade up a dollar. March soybean oil opened at 33.18, down 22, last trade up 49. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
What do folk over your way say about WILL Agricultural Service when you have occasion to ask them?
We have a fair bit of excitement about it, to be honest with you, Dave, because you guys just offer what I would term maybe as a smorgasbord of information, where you've got numerous analysts that come online to talk about it, and you just get so much information from one spot that it's hard to find out here. And that seems to be the general comment that I get from people.
244-9455, the number to pledge this morning for our one-day Monday event. 400 phone calls is our goal by the end of the business day. Let's delve into the marketplace. We had a little bit of a pop overnight in the soybeans.
We got a little bit of an upside trade. I think that there's a mix in whether you want to look at the European model or whether you want to look at the GFS model. GFS model leans towards a little bit drier forecast down in Argentina. European model still looking at a half to an inch of water coming in tonight. The question I've got is whether that's enough rain to really satisfy that crop. They've been so dry. They've gotten some little scattered rains, but they really need a good soaking rain is what they need. Then you also have announcements this morning of 120,000 tons of beans sold to China. So coming back off the lunar holiday, they're back out here buying some beans. South Korea picked up 100,000 tons of corn. All this is supportive to us as we head into the report tomorrow morning.
And those reports tomorrow morning have analysts believing that the corn ending stocks will be slightly higher and that soybeans will be slightly lower.
That's correct. And I guess I was a little surprised that they weren't looking for a bigger drawdown in some of the usage numbers on the corn. But as I look at some of the estimates out here and look at past years, they really don't change this report as much as what I would have anticipated. So generally, I think we're looking for a 48 million bushel reduction in corn over the last report. And the beans are just looking for an increase in the ending stocks on corn and a mild reduction in beans of about 22 million bushels.
The corn ending stocks increase likely to come in the livestock and the crush for ethanol as opposed to exports?
That's what I would assume now, because you've had 3 weeks of good export sales in excess of 40 million bushels. We need to average about 26, 27 million a week, I believe. So we've had some pretty good export sales here. My guess is that'll keep them on the sidelines on making many changes with that until we get a couple more months down the road, Dave.
What do you make of the wheat overnight?
Well, wheat's interesting. I actually read a comment last night that was indicating some rain coming to some of the Chinese areas that we've been talking drought in, and all of a sudden the wheat takes off and runs a little bit overnight, so I'm not sure what to make out of the wheat other than the fact that it just got a little oversold last week, and it's got some buying potential here, and I still like the wheat as being a possibility to become our leader once the beans run out of steam here on this South American weather.
All right, let's go ahead and get your calls this morning then, please.
I actually think beans will trade early on the opening, probably in the 7 to 10 higher range, but I think we'll trade up to 10-15 on the March, which will put them up 14 cents as the day moves forward. I think that as I look at the weather, it's probably more supportive than otherwise. Corn probably trades both sides today. We get 2 to 3 higher to a couple lower, and the wheat market, man, I just continue to struggle with where I think wheat's going. So I got to go with 5 higher to start off with, but I question whether it can hold it.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's our one day Monday, and if I remember right, Jay Pierce,
yep.
we put a goal of about 200 calls by about 9:30.
And we're 71 away. We're up to 129 so far. How
Excellent.
About that?
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ask and you shall receive, and we're asking right now for you to call 217-244-9455. We're log on to willpledge.org. That number again, 244-9455. We have 1 minute till the BBC mm-hmm. News. Let's get all the phone lines going, Rita, and let's show support for service that you're using right now.
Absolutely. If you are a regular user of this service, I need you to understand that we're counting on you to become a regular supporter of the service as well. This morning, we've had over 100 people step up to the plate and help support the service, and of that, probably about 10 of them were brand new supporters, and it's very, very difficult to encourage new people to come on board. We understand that you're probably a little hesitant about what we're going to be doing with your money. But, you know, if you've been tuning into AM 580, you know exactly what we're going mm-hmm. to be doing with your money. There is a very, very tight rein on what we spend our cash on, and it's all about making sure that the service you expect is there when you turn the radio stations on. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. With that very first pledge, try us out at the $40 level, and we'll send you a year of our program guide so you'll have a sense of what's going on and exactly how we spend your money.
This is WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and now let's join the BBC.